from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Blue! Yeah, that's right. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider, covering it all over South Florida for us. And good morning, Blue. We got a lot of stuff to get to. I got to go back to last week. Ely High School beat Chaminade 35-34. In overtime. I did not see that one coming when I looked at the schedule last week.
Yeah, you and about a billion other people.
And, wow. Congratulations to Ely. Wow, what a win.
No doubt. Certainly a great job for the Tigers and, you know, getting back to, they're trying to get back to where they were. I mean, you know, 2 years ago they were 10-1. But fell off last year. And this is, you know, let me tell you something. This didn't come overnight. Everybody may just say, oh, wow, they worked extremely hard. Everywhere I went during the summer, I saw them, line camps, everything.
And, yeah.
Coach Terrence McFadden, got to give him props because he came in and, you know, did a tremendous job. And, yeah, you know what? I mean, the whole thing is, and I keep saying, and people have to understand, Chaminade's a smaller school. So when you lose 8 to 9 power five type of kids in 1 year, you know, that takes a toll. No matter how much talent you have, the depth isn't always an assembly line. And certainly they play a game tonight against American Heritage Plantation at home. And if they go 0-3, and it really has no bearing because they're 1A, so they're going to most likely at least get the state. I mean, definitely, because there's nobody down in South that could beat them. But still, you know, it doesn't look good. You know, I mean, if they lose 4 games, because they put this schedule on themselves, you know that. I mean, they said, you know what? We got to elevate. And between the two of these teams that are playing tonight over at Chaminade, Heritage and them, they play, those are probably 1 and 2 in the most, the toughest schedules in the state of Florida.
Hey, by the way, that's the other surprise last week. Really excited about Western and American Heritage Plantation. School's not that far apart for a private and public school. The D. Bell Show, my God, 5 touchdowns and 51-12. I thought that was going to be a competitive game. Western is loaded with talent. Did that one surprise you a little bit? It was such a blowout?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it surprised everybody because, you know, at the beginning of the year when you and I talked, I thought that Western definitely would be a player in 7A, you know, along with Columbus and along with Miami Palmetto in the South. I thought they'd definitely be one of those teams. And so far, you know, they haven't won. They lost to Hoover of Alabama in the Broward Showcase, a Hoover team that, you know, I mean, it's good, but not, you know, not one of the top teams in the country. And then Heritage dropped the bomb on them last week, 51 points. You know, that's a lot, you know. And so they're going to have to rebound. Western has to play St. Thomas next week.
And yeah, that schedule doesn't get any easier. No, they
no, but that's what happens. You know, you again, you and I talked about this. If you're going to get nationally recognized, you have to play that type of schedule. And St. Thomas is the same way. You know, St. Thomas will welcome in Columbus this evening, and this is a game that every year it should be played. And I voice my opinion on that when I go to those games.
I talked to the Catholic Church about it. I took it right to the top. I said, well, hey, man, we got to have our top Catholic schools. We got to get all the Catholic power that we have here in South Florida and make sure that Columbus and St. Thomas Aquinas play each other. I have no pull in the church. I was joking, of course.
Yeah, I know you did.
As a part-time Catholic.
I'm sure you haven't been to church in a while.
Yeah.
But that being said, I mean, it should be. I mean, home and home every single year, it's going to get a crowd tonight, even though that both teams are 1-1, you know. I mean, obviously, both teams lost. I was at Columbus's game last week with that Good Counsel team out of Maryland, who was big. But they had their chances. They lost 14-10. And
can Columbus beat them?
They lost.
No. Could Columbus beat the St. Thomas team?
Yeah, they got to score. Yeah. They didn't really show much offense last week at all. And, yeah, to beat a St. Thomas team – St. Thomas is good. Let's just face it. They're good. I mean, and they're like that assembly line every year. They just, you know, plug in kids. And, you know, I mean, they lost to Bishop Gorman in a close game.
Yes,
and Bishop Gorman they'll be the number one team in the country. You know, they play Matter Day this week, so that should be a really good matchup. But, yeah, St. Thomas is good. And I think what's going to happen is Columbus needs to get some offense. They only scored 17 in the opener against Southridge and only 10 last week. Yeah, I mean, honestly, they're not going to beat them if they don't score because, you know, St. Thomas is going to put points on the board, you know. And, but it's a game that's going to draw a lot of attention only because of the fact that, you know, those are two teams that don't play each other very often. And, I'm going to put that notice out that they need to play home and home.
No, for sure. Hey, I got to ask you, Blue. We haven't talked. I'm trying to make sure we cover all this good schools in Dayton Brown. What's going on with Homestead?
Yeah, well, that's another team that could be 0-3 tonight. You know, they play at Vero Beach tonight. I can't put my finger on it because I thought, and I saw them all off season. You know, I went to a lot of went to their spring events, and I went, to everything, and I just thought, you know, they were that type of solid team that was going to, you know, just pick up where they left off, and I guess, you know, they got hit with a lot of losses too, but still they rebounded, you know, in the off season. I don't know. You know, Coach Ronnie Thorne's done a great job. I can't say enough of what he's done over the last couple of years, reaching the state finals. I mean, that's not easy, you know. I mean, so, and last year coming really short to beating St. Thomas, but let's see if they can get it turned around. Like I said, they're on the road at Vero, not an easy place to play. And then they start coming back and having to play some of the teams locally and in district games too. And, you know, like I said, there's some contests this evening, you know, besides those games. And there's a team that I saw last week in Miami Palmetto. They played against Booker T. Washington. The game was called at halftime because of the lightning. But they showed something.
Yeah.
They showed that they're going to be able to play. And they're another team that's going to have to – they're going to be playing Columbus, and I think next week or the week after. So you have some,
game.
Those – yeah, there are. And – not only that, you have some really good teams, and now is the time that a lot of the college coaches start watching the younger guys. And, you know, I mean, you look at programs like Coconut Creek, and I like when these teams go out of the area, and Coconut Creek is playing in Tennessee this evening. And, you know, Dillard is another team to keep an eye on. They're a program to watch. But an intriguing matchup, Plantation, Steve Davis did such a great job for such a long time in a class act. But now Darryl Strong, who played at Plantation, played at Pitt, he's taken over the team. They're 2-0. And they play West Broward tonight, and that should be a really, really good game. But I got to give a shout-out. Last night I went to Archbishop McCarthy. And this is a team that's played independent the last 4 years. Now they're not. They're in the same district as Heritage, Norland, and Plantation. But they beat St. Brendan last night. It was their 13th consecutive win, which is really good for Coach Dino Mangiero.
Pretty good talent on that team, Blue. I mean, you like the talent? Okay.
Yeah, not bad. Really good quarterback. Robert Kearns, I think, is one of the more underrated athletes. But Dino Mangiero is a story. He's the head coach. He coached Coach Flores in high school, back in Brooklyn, back in New York. And this guy is one. He came in here kind of quietly, has built this program into something special. Yeah. We'll find out this year, you know. So, I mean, interesting now that, like I said, college coaches are starting to watch now. And then these kids are and hopefully the rain and the lightning is over so we can get some of these games in.
Yeah. But, well, I hope so.
It's
hey, Blue, I have to ask you, too, before I forget. I'm just bouncing on you here a little bit. Central and Booker T. Expect that to be a good game. Central made a change of quarterback, seemed to pay out. What do you expect from Central going forward?
Yeah, you know what? You make a great point because that's a game that's going to kind of be hidden because Miami plays Florida A&M at the same time. But Booker T's, they're still Booker T. Ice Harris has done a really good job. He's, you know, that's a disciplined team. Central's got talent. A lot to prove here. I think that could be a better game than a lot of people think. Booker T's not going to lay down for anybody. And we got to give a shout out to Teddy Bridgewater and Northwest.
Oh, what a game. Oh, my God, to Venice. They played their ass off. Oh,
unbelievable. And they found a quarterback in Leon Strotter, who's only a junior, and the kid threw for 360 yards. And then obviously Teddy's working with him. And I can't say enough about Teddy Bridgewater.
He was really serious, man. He took it serious, didn't he? Anybody thought he was just coming in for name only? He put his heart into this thing.
Joe, 100%. And now this team, and I always say to people, the most dangerous team is an inner city team that has discipline. And everybody knows how Booker T has been so disciplined over the years. But you watch Northwestern, and I'm telling you, and the kids don't get out of line at all. They're not talking. They're just playing. And I'll tell you, they're going to be a tough team, and that showdown in a couple of weeks with Miami Central is going to be for it all.
All of a sudden, that game got real interesting. Hey, Blue, before I let you go, I got to put you on the spot a little bit. Blue's top five right now after what we've seen through the first couple of weeks. And I know you're going to consider who everybody's played and everything. Who's your top team?
Well, you got to figure, you know, right off the bat, you got to say St. Thomas is the number one team. And I know a lot of people, might disagree, but how can you not? I mean, this is a program that, you know, has done a tremendous job. They're just a pretty decent team up and down the line. I think Central comes in at number two.
Okay.
Miami Northwestern at three. Heritage at four. And got to give Norland the edge at five right now until proven otherwise. They're undefeated. They'll be playing Northwestern next week, so we'll find out. But, Columbus, Ely, Palmetto, Chaminade still, there. And Monarch is another team that you have to keep an eye on. So there's 10 teams for you.
Okay. Nice job by you, Blue. You know what? We, as always, trying to get as much in a short period of time. I really appreciate you coming on, Blue, as always. Take care. Where are you going tonight, by the way? What game are you hitting tonight? Where's the Blue Meister going to be?
Well, you know what? I always take these games that are so far from my house, that I have to leave like 3:30. But I live near Chaminade, so I'm going to go see Chaminade and a game that I think is kind of a game that they can make a statement against Heritage. But I think it's going to be a really good game probably the game of the week. And it's funny when you have a team 1-1 and a team 0-2 and say it's a game of the week. But the road has been tough for Chaminade. Hopefully they'll bounce back this evening. But the opponent is going to be tough.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Can't wait, man. Thanks, Blue. Really appreciate
it. You too, Joe. See you next Friday.
Larry Bluestone, high school football insider, joining us this morning and talk a little bit about tonight and where we are in the public and private schools going on. And always appreciate Blue coming on. I'll tell you who else I appreciate every day, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Yes, sir. The partners of Cohen and Judah, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish. Yep. You stop by and start asking questions and stop by the office or make a phone call to them, and then you go, wow, you guys aren't going to hand me off to some other attorney just starting here, some youngster that hasn't done a lot of this stuff? No. We handle everything. Harvey and Gary, man. More than 30 years of experience each, man. And I always tell everybody, they'll handle your case from start to finish. And with all this experience, big enough to go to trial and get you a multi-million dollar results and small enough to just call you back. Communication is always a big part. You know, whether we're talking about sports or legal stuff, because there's a lot of choices out there once you get injured. There really is. But Cohen and Judah just do things differently. Go to CohenandJudah.com, read the reviews, partners who you can always reach. I always start with that. I think it's important when I hear Harvey telling me, yeah, we have our clients call us on the weekend, concerned with something, want to know something, how it's going. Boy, I'll tell you what, they get on the phone with you and answer all your questions. That's the way they do it. And by the way, if you're not getting this where you are right now, you can leave. You can go find out. Call Harvey and Gary. And let them, hey, let them take a look at things and get going. You'll be a priority with Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. I do know that, knowing these guys. Go to CohenandJudah.com. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. Trip and fall, car, truck, motorcycle accident, or anything else. Hey, they'll take great care of you. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.